Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to the Shmiras HaLashon program, part 6 out of 120, to think before we speak. This is the final session of the introduction, and in it the Chafetz Chaim is very candid and practical. He writes, V'yodea ani, I know, ki yuchal liyos, it's probable, Shayimtzu anoshim, they're going to be people that their desire is to say lashon hara, and they're totally habitual about it, and therefore, when they see ezekula, some leniency that I outline, lo yidaktiku klal bapratim, they're not going to pay attention to the details. And as we mentioned in the previous session, the Chafetz Chaim insists that he was very particular with his details. And if a person wants a leniency and wants to just pull out the leniency out of context, they could justify continuing to speak Lashon Hara based on whatever leniencies they really are conjuring up, because that's not really the parameters that were described. And he writes, Ki yisharim darchei Hashem, the ways of Hashem are straight. Tzadikim yelchuvam, tzadikim can go in them. And he doesn't mention the end of the pasuk because it's quite provocative, but the end of the pasuk is, Uposhim yikashluvam, if a person wants to do the wrong thing, they will actually use the halacha to justify their behavior improperly. The Chafetz Chaim also writes that one of the obstacles that we will encounter is V'yadati gam yadati. I know, he insists, that there will be people asher yirtzu lahamet es ma'alas halimud, who will want to limit the value of study, because they claim, mutav shiyu shogigim vayihiyu mezidim, better that people should do the sin by mistake and not intentionally. That's the fatalistic approach of people sometimes, thinking that we can't succeed, and therefore we might as well not even try. And the Chafetz Chaim insists that there definitely is potential for success here. It comes to mind that the Eishes Yefas Toar in Pashas Kisetze is the one time when a man is in battle and he sees a pretty non-Jewish woman that they are victor over. So the Torah says you're allowed to marry her. There's a whole process, etc. But you see from there that when the Torah felt it was necessary to allow something, it did. But in other cases where the Torah clearly prohibits it, it means that we're capable of living up to the task, and it can be done. The Chafetz Chaim describes one of the ways that it can be done is because when a person puts in the effort, Hashem helps. Im yogata harbe bidivreihem, if you exert the effort to fulfill the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meisir yetzer hara mimcha, Hashem takes away the yetzer hara, so that something that seemed virtually impossible becomes attainable. And finally, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Od yimtza to'eles gedola, there is a major accomplishment here. Even if we can't get people to be perfect in Hilchas Lashon Hara, but at least, lo yiyya davar zeh be'enav kehefker, it shouldn't be like the mitzvah doesn't exist. A person who speaks Lashon Hara, especially habitually, yeyda b'nafsha shechata, at least he should know that he did the wrong thing. That's a big step in the process of tshuva. Perhaps he will go and try to appease his friend after having spoken wrongly about him or improperly about him. Or at least, maybe next time he won't speak badly about the person. if we're thinking about Lashon Hara, Shmiras HaLashon, that itself is a big step. And so the Chafetz Chaim concludes this introduction on a project, a crusade that he clearly understood was ambitious, but he's confident that if the mitzvah is in the Torah, there'll be siyata deshmaya, and with that, he's ready to begin the crusade, one person at a time, if not to know Shmiras HaLashon perfectly, but at least to be aware of the mitzvah, and to pay more attention, as we're using the slogan, to think before we speak. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful week.